Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imprint. I am really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you because if you have got a creative business, if you're wanting to start one, if you're struggling to get it growing, this is going to really help you clarify where you are stuck and what you need to do to overcome that roadblock, overcome that obstacle. Because the truth is that within inside my program, Design and Grow, I've got about 100 people within the group at the moment, and I have had one-on-one consults with them. I have been going through their challenges that they've shared in their intake survey, and every week and every session that we have together, there are some things that come up over and over again. And so I want to help you recognize and diagnose what is your roadblock to actually, you know, struggling to grow your business. Because when we can identify where we have a roadblock, then we can then apply a strategy or a system or a resource or some kind of tool to make progress. So I hope this is going to be really valuable to you if you want to grow your interior design business. Maybe you've got an Airbnb. Maybe you have some other kind of product or homewares type business, and you just feel like you're stuck or you're treading water and you want to know your next best move. So let's get into it. The first thing that comes up a lot relates to lead flow. Basically, this is when you are struggling to get clients. And this is probably one of the biggest reasons that people come to me, is that they are at the start of their journey. Certainly for those who are at the start of their journeys, when you're at the start of the journey, this is the biggest obstacle. It is the biggest roadblock. And because often we think we might have learned a skill, you might have gone to design school, you might have it on your heart. You think, you know, I've been working in a different industry and I would love to go into the world of interiors. I am a career change mom, my children now back at school, and I really want to look at what can I now do with my life? What kind of business could I create? And you would love for it to be in the world of interiors. But of course, wanting to work in the world of interiors and actually getting clients, they are two separate things. So you need to have a strategy and a process to get clients, to get customers to buy the product or service you sell. So what is really important, if this is your roadblock right now, is to get really clear on who your dream client is. Because you don't just want to offer your product or service to anyone, because then you become known for nothing. You really want to become known for something. And this can be really challenging when you're starting out, because you think, okay, I'll do, you know, anything, any type of job. And while that is definitely good to get experience and put, you know, systems and processes into play, it is really important though to think ultimately, who do you want to be working with, and get a really clear picture of that. And also to know and understand that these people can pay for your services. It is really hard to grow a business when you are selling to people who don't have the funds to actually go ahead with what you're offering. So it's so important to get that clarity on your dream client. And also, you need to speak to that person. You need to have conversations with them so you can really know how to speak their language and know what ultimately they desire or what their ultimate problem is. And this is how you can also know and understand their needs. within Designer Grow, we have been going through a training on how to validate your offer, which is really about a process of speaking to your dream client or customer and really understanding where they're at, because we can have something that we think that might be a solution, but actually it might not resonate with them. So lead flow and getting clients is the first important step for many people who are starting on their journey. Number two relates to mindset. Your thoughts create your results. Now, before I started in business, before I even went into freelance, I didn't really even know about mindset. I didn't think it was important. I thought it's all about hard work. Isn't it just that you want to do something and you go out there and you just work hard and you make it happen? And while that certainly is true, and it is important to work hard and, you know, put a lot of time and energy into what you want to create, mindset is something that comes up every single time I have a one-on-one coaching session with one of the clients in the program. And it looks different for everyone. I was actually just telling I've got two children homesick today, my older two children. And I was just telling them that it's amazing how everybody, doesn't matter if you're at the beginning of your journey, if you're in that sort of messy middle, or if you're further along on your journey, every single person that I speak to has some kind of roadblocks in relation to their beliefs, in relation to their beliefs of what's possible. So I was speaking to one woman, and she actually has a really successful interior design business, working with retail clients, very high-end retail clients. And so she doesn't have a problem with getting clients. She's getting repeat business. She is growing a team. She's all the things are running and going in that sense. However, one thing that she really needs to work on is her mindset in relation to what she is willing to let go of. Because as you grow your business, you can't do it all. You need to know and you need to take the steps to let go of certain elements of your business and empower the people around you. And the way that you speak about yourself and the way that you think about yourself is so important. So one really important idea to share about this is that you need to ask yourself better questions when you have a problem or a roadblock in relation to your business. Instead of saying, why can't I X, Y, and Z, ask yourself, how can I X, Y, and Z? And that's a really powerful tool to do. And also really watch the way that you speak about yourself. It is fascinating. I record these one-on-one sessions and I send people the video video recording and the transcript. And I encourage people to, you know, watch this back with some of them. The way that they talk about themselves is so negative sometimes. And it's really hard and challenging to experience growth in your business if you are talking about yourself in a really negative way. The third big challenge that so many people within the program have, and this definitely was my story, was just basically having too many ideas. I want to do this thing and that thing, and I want to add a program, and I want to, you know, help this client. And then, oh, I want to do ceramics on the side. And I want, you know, like these are some of the things that I'm hearing from people inside the program. And I say to them, wait just a minute. Because the truth is that simplicity scales. Simplicity is what will make your life easier. It is what will help you grow your business. When you are trying to do too many things at once, you become really diluted. So diluted attention creates diluted results. And if you are trying to spread yourself too thin and have too many different offers or too many different products in terms of big picture products or revenue streams, it is really hard to make one of them very successful and profitable. So my big encouragement is to really focus on one offer, one niche, and one sales channel. And this is something that I am coaching people on all the time because I see it over and over again. And it's important to get one thing working well before you try and introduce something else. Number four relates to imposter syndrome or lack of confidence. And again, this shows up in so many ways. It shows up in being busy on the wrong things in your business. As I mentioned before, you know, I was speaking to someone who's got an Airbnb and then sort of is doing ceramics on the side and then was thinking about doing something else as well, offering an interior design service or a furnishing component. And when you're trying to do too many different things at once, you just become really diluted and it can feel like you're really productive because you're doing so many different things. However, it sometimes can be a reason why you are not showing up with 100% focus and energy in one particular thing because you are trying to do too many different things. Imposter syndrome also shows up on social media, you know, only making a half attempt at doing it, or your website, or not even having a website. So it really does show up in different ways. I have one group of women who have done, you know, interior design or some type of studies, and maybe they didn't learn a roadmap or the skills to grow a business. And then there's another group who didn't study, and then they feel like, who am I to offer my services in interior design because I didn't study? So it's amazing how it shows up whether you've studied or you haven't. And this is actually what someone had said in the intake, which was, the biggest challenge is actually stepping out of fear and finding the confidence to call myself a designer and learning how to find and price projects. So one of the big things that I want to share with you is that it is so important to surround yourself with people who are on a similar journey to you. Have that support, community, and accountability. It is really challenging if you aren't surrounded by people who are ahead of their game as well. And, you know, you're learning or you're getting advice off your partner or other mums at the school gate who maybe aren't part of the same industry. It is really challenging if you're not surrounded with people who are actually there in the weeds and doing the work as well. And so I actually had one of the students said, this was after a one-to-one session, and she said, she had had it an hour ago. She posted this in the community. And I wanted to tell you here how grateful I am for this group coaching and this community. I feel so energized, so supported. I really feel your hand on my back, Natalie, and your gentle but powerful push behind me to make me move forward. Because we can get caught up in doing what feels like busy and important work. But I gave this person, I said, okay, This is a deadline for this particular task. This is a deadline for that next task. And you need to make it happen by the end of the month. Don't get caught up in just keep going over the notes and over the notes. And while it's important, of course, to learn and educate ourselves, the biggest results we get is with the doing. But it's so hard sometimes to just do that on our own. We sometimes need that gentle push or that sort of tough love that can come from someone who is ahead of you on your journey. Just quickly, can you think about how you discovered this podcast? It was probably when someone shared it with you, maybe on Instagram or someone sent you a text message. I often share podcasts this way with my friends and family, or maybe somebody told you about it. The only way this podcast grows is through word of mouth. I don't run any ads, even though I've been asked. I don't do affiliate links or anything like that. And so to make this podcast possible, my one ask of you is that you share it with someone, perhaps in the same way that you found it. Maybe you read a review or saw it on Instagram. It would not only mean so much to me and help make the podcast possible, but you're also going to be helping someone else like you, or maybe a version of you a few steps back who is on their journey to creating a home and life they love. That one little action that you can take today can really make a huge difference. The fifth big challenge that I see a lot, and this was touched upon earlier, is what should I charge? When we don't know what to charge for our services or how to structure that, it can lead to a lack of confidence too. So I have a pricing document that details everything you need to know within the program, and we have open and honest conversations with each other about what we charge. We recently had someone who's got 16 years experience as an interior designer, and we have these regular member spotlights where we have a Q&A and somebody shares their journey, the big lessons that they have learned on the way. And she shared exactly how she prices her services and some of the big lessons that she has learned on her journey. And this information is gold. And this is what I say to anyone who wants to join the program, is you've got to be willing to be an open book and to share the lessons that you have learned, because we become stronger together. And I will say as well that clarity is power. When you've got more clarity about what to charge, you feel more confident. Number six relates to time management. And this is doing all the things and getting nowhere. So it doesn't matter where someone is on their journey. This is a big one that comes up a lot. And what I often say is that you need to treat your business like it was someone else. This is particularly true of people who are people pleasers. And I am definitely one of those. So sometimes we have to take a sort of almost a third party approach to our business, because we can get so emotional about what we're doing, or we can get so caught up in busy work that's not actually moving the needle. So it's really important to treat our business like it was someone else's, particularly if we are a people pleaser. You know, treat it like a business, not a hobby, and really put in those systems, processes, and strategies to keep ourselves accountable all the time. Number seven is consistency. This shows up in so many different areas. It is so easy to get excited when we start our business, or it's so excited, you know, it can feel so exciting when we first start sharing on Instagram, or to be really honest, even when we first join a course or a program, we think, yes, like this is going to solve everything. But honestly, it will solve anything if you are consistent in showing up and doing the work. You have to apply the lessons that you learn. You have to be consistent. And there are ways that you can build this out in your business to ensure that you are consistent, that you don't lose that drive, that you don't lose that clarity and focus. And it's so important to also really stay focused on the financial goals of your business. And we have a training where we do this, where we actually break it down into a very simple formula that I encourage everyone to look at every single day. And this is what I do in my business. I look at this every single day. So I know what I need to focus on, and I know what I need to focus on that week. Number eight relates to strategy and simplifying processes. When we have a team, we need to learn how to stop doing all the things in our business. We need to learn how to delegate. And when we're a sole trader, we need to learn how to streamline the business so that we don't feel pulled in a million directions. And this is really about knowing where to put your time and energy, and knowing what are the most profitable areas of your business, where you should put your focus and your energy and your attention. Because when we're doing a million things, we're not necessarily getting good results in any one of those things. Instead, we need to look at the 20% of our business that is generating 80% of the results. Number nine relates to selling. And this is really about selling with ease. This is what someone said in the intake survey. The biggest challenge, selling my service at the right price so that I don't spend half the time working for free. My biggest obstacles are that I fear that I'm not good enough, don't meet customers' expectations. And as a result, I provide way too many ideas and opportunities that I don't get paid for. Fear that if enough customers come to me, I won't be able to do the work anymore. And this is really about setting up your systems and creating a framework that is replicable. If I say it slowly enough, I can. That you can replicate. That's much easier to say. But setting up systems and processes so that it is really clear about what you do and that you're creating really clear boundaries with people as well, because it's all about managing expectations. And the clearer that you are on that, the more confident that you are. And in terms of selling as well, the more that you have clarity on what you're offering and who you're helping and how it will help them, then the easier it is to sell your product or service. And number 10, which really is perhaps one of the biggest ones, is overwhelm. Again, this is what someone said. My biggest obstacle recently has been lack of clarity, but this is already improving with the course so far. I need to plan and implement in a more strategic way to move forward with renewed vision. I am looking forward to consolidate and edit my offering to move forward in a more structured, objective manner. So this is why I have introduced accountability pods, and they have been a huge success within the program. You really need to have peers around you that are on a journey with you. So whatever your situation, I really encourage you to create that support network or that peer group that you've got that you can be on a similar journey and get real time feedback as well to make sure that you're taking the right actions and going in the right direction. I mean, it's like if you were playing a game of tennis and you wanted to improve your tennis game, you wouldn't play against somebody who is further behind than you. You would get feedback from someone who is further ahead of you. And the same is true for your creative business. If you want to grow, you need to get that feedback from someone who is ahead of you on your journey, because then you will know the best actions to take and the best steps that are right for you and your business. So just quickly to recap some of the biggest challenges that you are most likely facing if you are stuck and struggling to grow your creative business. Number one is lead flow, which is about struggling to get clients. Number two relates to mindset and remembering that your thoughts create your results. Number three relates to simplicity. And this is when you have too many ideas and too many different revenue streams in your business. Number four relates to imposter syndrome and lacking confidence. Number five is when you're not sure what to charge for your product or service. And the reminder here is that clarity is power. Number six relates to time management and doing all the things and not getting anywhere. Number seven relates to consistency and staying the course to get the results that you want. Number eight relates to strategy and simplifying processes so that you can really know where to put your time and energy. Number nine relates to selling and how you can sell with ease when you put systems in place. And number 10 relates to overwhelm. And what I would say to this is that when you follow a recipe for success, you don't feel overwhelmed because you know exactly which ingredients you need, what quantities are right for you, and the process that will help you get the result that you want. So as I mentioned, really think about what is the one area in your business right now that you are feeling stuck and it is preventing you from growing your business. And then you will know which area to fix first. If you are ready to grow your creative business and you don't want to do this journey alone, you want that support, guidance, and accountability to get real results in your creative business, I am here to help you. And I want you to know that doors are open for just a few more days for Design and Grow if you're ready to finally take action and grow your creative business. Go to nataliewalton.com/grow to take action today and finally get the results that you want. I'd love to see you inside and help you grow your creative business. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast.
And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.